AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump becomes the first president in U.S. history to be impeached twice. The House voting 232 to 197 on a single count, incitement of insurrection against Trump today. The AP Sagar Magani reports some Republicans sided with the majority Democrats.
Unlike 13 months ago during the first impeachment, Republicans did not unanimously back the president. 10 GOP House members voted against him, including number 3 Republican Liz Cheney. The focus is now on the Senate, where GOP Chief Mitch McConnell is not ruling out voting to convict the president. It's unclear, though, when a trial would start.
Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger was one of the 10 Republicans who voted to impeach Trump.
Constituents are all over the place, right? They're angry, and we hear from those. But I think this is one of those votes that transcends any kind of political implication at the moment.
Minutes after the impeachment, Senator Mitch McConnell suggested in a statement that Trump's Senate trial will not start before January 19th, the chamber's next scheduled business day. It's also the day before Democrat Joe Biden is inaugurated as president, and about the time that the Democrats will take over the majority control of the Senate, essentially dropping the trial into the laps of Senator Chuck Schumer and the Democrats. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says people need to stay away from the nation's capital during the inauguration.
We have asked Americans not to come to the Washington, D.C. event, but instead to participate virtually.
Airbnb says it will be blocking and canceling all reservations in the Washington, D.C. area through the rest of this week and all of the week of the inauguration. The Alabama Department of Public Health hired a contractor to set up a coronavirus vaccination hotline. There were 100 lines into the system and 165 workers to answer the calls. There were 1.1 million calls on that first day, quickly overwhelming the system. This is AP News. 5-time Olympic swimming medalist Cleet Keller is charged with taking part in the deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol after video emerged that appeared to show him among those storming the building last week. In a complaint based on screenshots from the video, the FBI has asked for a warrant charging Keller with knowingly entering a restricted building and attempting to impede an official government function. A day after slamming his club, the Houston Rockets, James Harden has been traded.
Disgruntled All-Star guard James Harden is joining the Nets following a 4-team deal involving the Rockets, Pacers, and Cavaliers. A person who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity says Harden is leaving the Rockets just a day after saying the team wasn't good enough to beat elite competition. The person also says Victor Oladipo goes from Indiana to Houston. Caris LeVert goes from the Nets to Indiana in a deal that includes at least 4 draft picks and additional pick swaps. I'm Dave Ferry.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.